The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Hard to ring out danger, hard to ring out a warning, hard to ring out love between the brothers and the sisters all over this land.
Well, good morning, radio listeners. It is wonderful to be spending this hour with you. My name is Jay Garvin's. You are tuned in to the Jay Garvin Show, weekly show here. We sit the first show in March of 2024. If you're hearing my voice for the very first time, I'm Jay and I'm your friend. Been a phone call away from you for over 12 years now. Since 2012, you can call me directly at 330-1457. That's area code 719-330-1457. I was very surprised, thank you, the number of people that called me last week on a very simple show and subject that I spoke about, the difference between 15 and 30-year mortgage. That's what I want to do here. I want to educate you, have fun while we do it. We're blessed. It's just you and I this entire hour. Every once in a while, usually like once every other month, I get a show where it's just me. I love my partners. This show is so apropos because I'm going to be talking about all my partners. I don't want it to be awkward for me to be edifying them in my presence, because partners like Justin Hermes also has Real Estate Realities, the preferred real estate agent for this radio show, Bill McAfee and Empire Title, and now Ashley Bush that presides over that, and Jason Holmes, who's a tremendous contractor, tradesman that his family owns Rocky Mountain Climate. Don't forget, Jason Holmes really represents the Train HVAC, HVAC product, and that's phenomenal. Of course, Dave Fleming, a very dear friend of mine at Pella Windows, an amazing product. And Arrow Moving, the same way with David Atos and Matt and all of his team. And of course, we can't forget Kelsey Salmon, because many of you guys are like, Jay, why do you have a personal care partner on there? She has the energy. I love it. Personal health care is so important. She's changed the life of my wife, my daughter, my family. But I say this because right now, the title of this show with the drum roll, Matt, is Home Improvements and Choosing Your Contractor. So making decisions, not only in contractors and not only in home improvements, that's what I'm going to talk about today, but in all of your decisions are very, very key. And right now, home improvements and choosing a contractor is a great hot button right now. Trust me, folks, for multiple reasons. It's more important than ever that you call me, not only for these partners. I have individuals that do siding. I have individuals that do floors. I have individuals like Marty that do general projects, from replacing a back door, renovating a bathroom, changing a closet, or turning two bedrooms into one bedroom. I have plumbers like Victor. I have electricians. I have really good friends that are professional tradesmen that I can refer to you, and I don't talk about it a lot because I'm not a consumer advocate or a contractor show. I'm a mortgage and real estate show. But call me at 719-330-1457. I can give you a great referral and one that you can take to the bank. And like I said, I don't care if you need a welder. I don't care if you need someone to replace your garage door. I don't care if you need someone to Roto-Rooter out your sewer. I don't care if it's to fix your dishwasher. I've got everything. But today, this is what I'm going to talk to you about: which home improvements give you the best ROI as a homeowner. Because many of us, to include my wife and you, we're not moving right now. They call us coffin homeowners. Because we all have 2% and 3% or 4% interest rates, we're not moving up, moving down, changing locations, don't like the neighborhood, want to go to another one. Because our payments are affordable and set low. People are doing home renovations. So if you've talked to a contractor lately, they're all more expensive than they were, but a lot of them are outrageous. So I'm going to see which home improvement is the best ROI. Number two is I'm going to help you choose a good contractor and what questions you can ask them and things you look out for in order to make that choice wisely. And then lastly, I'm going to help you balance the difference between good home improvements and good contractors. But it can be like jumbo shrimp or debt-free lending or government efficiency. It can be an oxymoron to say, oh, let's go find a great contractor, because many of them, just like you have stereotypes behind car dealers and car salesmen, a lot of contractors get a bad rap because of a couple that are bad. And if you're a contractor out there, I mean, I just recently met Ed. I just recently met Chuck and Mike. Dave introduced them to me. If you're a contractor that listens to my show and you provide a good service, call me at 719-330-1457. I would like to get to know you and promote you. Not for any money, just to promote you. So don't go anywhere. We're going to have a fun conversation about home improvements and choosing a great contractor. Call me at 719-330-1457 so I can help you with your next purchase or refinance loan, or even your debt consolidation loan. We'll be right back.
Consequences raining down. Stick around. You might just learn something. God only knows what that could be.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beef?
Well, thanks for sticking with me, podcast and radio listeners. You know, last week, Matt, we did really good making compounding interest a relatively boring conversation pretty exciting. I got to try to do the same. So anything that you can sneak in here with contracting, or you let me know, and we'll just, I'll give you the artistic liberties, maybe and a really good show or two, and we'll be talking sushi again soon. We gotta spruce up these conversations, right, folks? So, I'm Jay. I'm your friend. I'm here every week. If you're listening to this podcast about home improvements and choosing a contractor, it can save your life. Because, first of all, let's focus this segment on home improvements. Now, whether you're taking the opinion of HGTV, whether you're taking the opinion of millionacres.com, you can go to any number of websites, conversation. I'm going to tell you from personal experience. Hey, folks, here are the top 10 home improvements that you can do affordably to add value to your house. So that means all other things just maybe not wise, unless they're mandatory. With HGTV, which I lean less towards, millionacres.com, similarities between their views and my views. But basically what it is what type of home improvements that you can do is if you spend $1,000, can you get back $1,000 of value or 100% return on investment for that improvement? Because there's some X factor ones that I know that you can get 200 to 300% return on your investment. But HGTV says a minor bathroom remodel, which is defined by just some new tile, a new vanity, and maybe you take out a shower and put a tub, or take out a tub and put in a nice affordable shower, maybe one with an arched curtain rod, shower rod, or glass, and that gives you about 102% ROI. Believe it or not, any exterior landscaping, especially in the front of your house, can bring you 100% ROI because it's appealing. It's curb appeal. It's outside elevation view. Number three is a minor kitchen remodel. That literally, I mean, brings 98.5% 5% return on investment, it's almost 100%. My friend Ken and Julie did this. They spent $50,000 on a gorgeous kitchen renovation that made it all open as opposed to blocking your view by cabinets hanging. There was no center island. There was no community eating area. You had to go into the dining room. They spent $50,000 and they got $50,000 back, period. It was amazing. A bedroom conversion or a attic conversion, a closet conversion, something that, and that gives about 94% ROI, and I've done that. My personal example is I had an attic off of my daughter's bedroom. We did a little bit of like a bedroom conversion would be if you had a bedroom with a really small window and you popped a bigger window in it and then you did some crown molding, brand new carpet. That is going to give you great return on investment, especially if it's the master bedroom. But if you have a master bedroom and you live in a house that's got square footage over the garage and maybe a bedroom or something abuts up to that, we had an attic over the living room that abutted up to our Cape Cod second floor by my daughter's bedroom, and we converted 200 square feet. Our house in the Broadmoor, there's absolutely no doubt at all that our house is $300 a square foot. It only cost me $20,000 to renovate. That's including putting air conditioning in the attic and the second floor, so the attic and my daughter's bedroom wouldn't be hot in the summer. Plus, putting in the flooring, we put in a skylight, so there was an egress in that attic, and it basically was a bonus room, a dance room, a yoga room, a craft room, an extra room, 200 square feet. I mean, that's a lot. 20 feet long, 10 feet wide, very spacious. It cost us $20,000. We got $60,000 in value at $300 a square foot. We got 300% ROI on that, folks. If you're listening right now and you think you have a project and you don't know whether to do it or not, and you don't call me, I feel sorry for you, because I can tell you, regardless of whether you want the improvement or not, I can tell you whether it's going to give you return on investment or not, because the next one is a minor deck, patio, porch addition. So like if you have a patio in your backyard that's a 5-foot by 5-foot patio slab out your back door, if you expand that to just a normal concrete 20 by 20 foot and put some lawn furniture and some things on, that's going to give you, if you spend $10,000 on concrete, you're going to get about $8,000 in value back. And oh, by the way, guess what? I've got a concrete guy too. Very affordable. But now if you want the next improvement, basement remodels are huge. They say that they give you 90% return on your money. If you use the contractors I work with, like Noah, who's a good friend of mine, you can spend $50,000 on your basement renovation, making it pretty simple, a bathroom, a bedroom, an open room, not high-end carpet, good padding, the insulated, furred-out basement wall, stuff like that. I can give you 100 to 150% return on investment. But even if you go your own way and you're overcharged by contractors, you'll get 90%. And get this, replacing windows is 90%. Family room addition, or like say a covered simple deck outside of your living room, great room that you can go outside in the summer in the shade, that's going to be a 90% ROI. Things like living room updates, bonus rooms, changing the floors out and stuff, you're only going to get about 40 to 60%. So if you spend $10,000 saving your floors, you might get $5,000 return on investment, but that's it. Now, more realistically, I'm going to tell you with this millionacres.com, if you do stuff on the exterior of your house, that's going to give you the biggest bang for your buck. And actually, I know this by experience. Justin Hermes from Real Estate Realities would agree. Exterior, if you've got $20,000 to do something on your house and you want the outside to look good and the inside, if you don't know which one to choose the outside every day. If you can put a fancy new door on your house or a fancy decorative garage door on your house, folks, you're going to get 100 to 130% ROI right away. My wife will tell you, we buy a house, she's like, nice house, hate the door. First thing we did when we bought our house, my wife said, I want to take the front door off because it's a classic 1948 door. It's gorgeous, but they painted it white and it just disappeared. We paid almost $500 to have it fully sanded down and varnished, and it pops. You can't drive down our street without noticing our gorgeous front entrance. That's because of my wife. We've got a high-end garage door. I even built a carport that was expensive, $100,000, but there's a viewing deck that's very durable with Trex deck, which is another great thing, and wrought iron stairways, circular stairway getting in there with wrought iron railings. That added $100,000 value to my house immediately.
Sorry, what?
Because before I put on that carport, we did not have unimpeded views of the downtown because we live in the Broadmoor. 100%. If you put in an air conditioner on your appraisal, it's going to say $10,000 upgrade air conditioning. So if you spend $10,000 on an air conditioner with Jason Holmes and Rocky Mountain Climate, you're going to get 100% ROI back, and you're going to get cold air in the summer.
Cool.
If you do a carport with a viewing deck, or you live on a golf course, or you have mountain views, it's going to say mountain views, city views, $100,000. It's 100% return if you can do certain things. Also, the crazy thing is if you just have an old drab house that's with your hardy board siding, if you just take $5,000 and put some nice, you know, that kind of resin faux stone up around the columns around your door or something, that's going to give you 100% ROI or more, because now your house doesn't look dated. Make sure it mixes well with the rest of your siding, but it's an immediate improvement. That's going to give you over 100%. Here with Million Acres, they're saying a minor kitchen remodel is good, window replacement, siding replacement, wood deck, porch, patio, front door, composite deck. It's all basically the same thing that HGTV said, but here's some stuff you don't do. One of my friends just did this. He just spent $100,000 on a deck. Now, it does have a view, which is great, but he had a view from all the windows of the mountains. Anyhow, he got to use it. He spent $100,000. He had the money to spend, but he knows he's only going to get about $50,000 back in the marketability of that house. You certainly don't want to do one of those outdoor gourmet kitchens and stuff. It's great. My parents bought a house with this where they had a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, but they eliminated one of the bedrooms on the main floor and made it a walk-in closet because they didn't have that. That works great for them. They're in their 70s. They can do what they want, but it's not going to add value to the house. It's actually going to detract it unless they can sell it to another retired person that wants that extra space. Also on home improvements, you want to make sure, hopefully, folks, give me a call at 719-330-1457. You do not want to put home improvements on your credit cards. You just don't want to do it. If you think things are expensive right away, which this next segment I'm going to talk about contractors and how to find the best of them, because it's inherently more expensive now in 2024 to make an improvement than it was in 2019, like 40% more. That's a lot of inflation. But certainly don't put it on a credit card. Call me at 719-330-1457. I can help you get money for that improvement without disrupting your existing low interest rate loan. But I'm also going to give you an alternative to a credit card, something like a very affordable fixed second mortgage or a myriad of other products. So in the last 2 minutes here with projects, what I want to share with you is that you have to desire a project, write down the details, put it on the shelf, put it in the drawer, put it in your computer, put it in the back of your mind for 30 days. And if you still want to do it after 30 days, proceed. If you want to do a project and you don't do any research and 5 days later you've got people busting out walls and stuff, trust me, through personal experience of 20 years of helping people get money for these projects, there's a 50% chance that you're going to regret it. In fact, you can give me a call, 719-330-1457. If you've got a story that you regret, you can share it with me and maybe I can help you. But for the rest of you, don't go anywhere, because in the next segment, I am going to go through in detail how to find a great contractor. And I say this, folks, I have done something three times now in the last 30 days that I've never done in the history of my life. I have called service providers and tradesmen and said, hey, I appreciate the work you've done. You've overcharged me. Not only is your hourly charge expensive, but your time that you spent in my house is inaccurate as well. And you stick around, I'm going to explain to you exactly how I fix that. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 719-330-1457 during the break so I can help you with your next refinance or purchase with Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage, as heard on The Dave Ramsey Show. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I'm strolling down the garden path.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage.
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend.
Well, thanks for tuning in, my friends, whether it's 5 minutes on the podcast or 3 minutes on the road.
Housekeeping.
If you're a trucker or a contractor or even like Colorado Springs Utilities, a fireman, I have so many of you that listen. Feel free to call me at 719-330-1457, especially if you're a first responder, you know, a police officer, fire, EMT, nurse going to work. Just give me a call. I'd love to say thank you for what you do. 719-330-1457. If you're a contractor, a plumber, I don't know, maybe Victor, good friend of mine, owns Pipes Peak Plumbing. Great guy. He got his master plumber license. Congratulations. But if you're a contractor, you give me a call, 719-330-1457. I would like to help you, get to know you, help you get the best clients that you could possibly get. Got a lot of partners on the Jay Garvin Show, and a rising tide lifts all ships. So the last two segments, we've talked about home improvements and which ones give you the best. Now, there's other improvements that I suggested you don't do. You don't want to do a gourmet kitchen outside on your back patio. If you've done it, it's okay if you've got cash. If you financed that, I feel sorry for you. I have one friend that built a $100,000 deck and put it on a line of equity, and now he's paying 12% for a deck that he's using. It's an amazing deck, but it's only going to give him like 70% ROI. That's just a fact. The numbers, the history. You're going to enjoy your master bedroom if you knock out a wall and make it twice as big and eliminate another bedroom, but it may not be the best move. Now, like what I did, the last thing is, if you can finish square footage in your basement, you do that immediately. If you can put on a new garage door, a new front door, new siding, maybe some of that faux stone, that resin rock that they put on the outside of houses, those are all really great. I know ways that you can get 300% ROI. I actually, with Victor, a friend of mine, jackhammered a drain from my back room. I had a huge 20 foot by 10 foot back room. I didn't need that much square footage, but that square footage does not equate to finished square footage, usable square footage, when you sell the house. So I jackhammered, along with a plumber friend of mine, and moved a drain 10 feet back and made my back room the HVAC, hot water heater, storage, Christmas supply room, and made, again, another 200 square foot additional finished square footage in the basement for a full gym for my wife and myself and my daughter and my son too when he's home. Now, basement square footage does not mandate the same value that above ground square footage does. So above ground in the Broadmoor, my house is worth like $300 a square foot. Down in the basement, it's only worth $150. But it only cost me $10,000 to move the drain, to build the gym, everything, move the wall, make the basement bigger, the storage room smaller, and it was 200 square feet. It only cost me $10,000, but folks, I added $30,000 of real value to my house. That's a 200% increase. So call me if you have a question about home improvements and which ones to do. I know through experience, not through just internet and book reading. Call me at 719-330-1457. But the next thing I want to talk about with you is, how in the world do you and I find a contractor? Because I told you, for the first three times, for vendors, they're all over. Like, I had to call my quote-unquote property manager because they overcharged me. Now, I have two property managers in Tennessee that are phenomenal. But guess who's not a good property manager for me? Airbnb. I Airbnb my house, and I accidentally switched the mode to whatever it's called. It's like express booking or something, where as soon as someone requests your house, it's automatically booked. And I don't know how I hit that. I didn't even call it the right thing. Uri would tell me that it's called something else. And the bottom line is that I clicked it. This guy wanted to rent my house that I live in. I'm like, hey, sorry, it's not available those days. And I canceled it. And then I saw a $240 charge from Airbnb. Said, we're going to charge you because you canceled. So I talked with them. My buddy, Uri, who's the expert at this, who coaches me on Airbnb, says, write it off. Airbnb's never going to change it. And I'm like,
what you talking about, mister?
I gave him what, right there. Kung Fu, the karate chop. Watcha! And I talked to Airbnb with Ahmed, I'm not kidding, from Pakistan or wherever he was, which is fine. He was a wonderful human being. He got me the credit because I asked. I was nice. I was polite. He said, hey, Mr. Garvins, you haven't asked for any exceptions in the past. You've been a wonderful host. You've been a wonderful traveler. And he saved me $240. But also, I had a great electrician. Not great enough that I'll ever have him come to my house again. It's a company that you would all know here in town. But they came out and fixed a problem. And in doing so, they were charging me $180 an hour. An electrician came out, fixed some wiring in one of my rental properties because the front light wasn't working. It wasn't wired upright, which is interesting because I've owned this house for 7 years and it's never been a problem, but it became a problem and I'm glad Tad, my tenant, brought it to my attention. But this electrician wanted to charge $180 an hour, which I had to bite my tongue. I mean, I barely make $180 an hour as a educated college graduate, licensed loan originator in 17 states, which is a lot of certifications. I wish I could make $180 an hour, but electricians do because of supply and demand. And if you have a kid, the trades are a great thing to go into. If I was to do anything, I'd be a welder. I love welding. My buddy Michael is helping me learn, but they charged me like 4 hours, $180 times 4 hours. And I called, I thanked him for Smitty, who is the guy that fixed things. And I said, hey, I took a picture of his truck when he arrived. I helped him with the fix and I took a picture when he left. He was not here 4 hours. He was here less than 2 hours.
Well, Mr. Garvins, we got travel time. Here's, if we gotta go and drive, then you're gonna pay for gas.
And I'm like, oh my God, I just threw up in my mouth. But I accept that. Unless his last job was in Castle Rock or your warehouse is in Castle Rock, he wasn't on the road for an hour each way. And I was polite about it. But folks, they reimbursed me 50%. And then the same thing happened with plumbing as well, where I got a $10,000 boiler, not HVAC, but a boiler installed. And someone who did a bid for me, because I, next secret, get at least 2 to 4 bids on any home improvement job you do. They wanted $400 for like a bid. And I'm like, I appreciate you, but your guy wasn't here 4 hours looking for a bid. I'll pay you $220. Please review this. Again, I took a picture of the truck. I was there with him. And both times, they were tremendous and helped me. So what I want to do is I want to tell you real fast, what are the top 10 things you need to look for in a contractor? And then after this break, I'm going to go into them in detail. First and foremost, find contractors through 3 different methods. Referrals, referrals, referrals. Find someone who worked with them. You can look at their work and hire them there. That's why I'm telling you to call me. Not because I want to make money, because I can tell you people that I trust with the keys to my house. Number 2, make sure they're bonded and insured. Number 3, make sure you interview 2 or 4 of these people that have these qualifications. Make sure that they have quality references. Number 4, make sure that they have examples of their work, a portfolio that you can look at. Number 5, talk with them about their pricing up front. It's uncomfortable talking about politics, sex, and pricing, I guess, but do it. Ask their availability. Talk about the payment plan. Hey, I'm going to give you 25 or 50% upfront when you start the work. And do not pay them 100% up front. Number 9, make sure that they get permits and they have a good permit history. You can call Pikes Peak Regional Building. And then, of course, buyer beware. Always dot your I's, cross your T's, take pictures, document. So I'm going to go through all of this and help you find amazing people, just like I found with Dave Fleming and Pella on the show, like Jason Holmes and Rocky Mountain Climate, just like Justin Hermes and a real estate agent. He's a property manager as well, and also wonderful people like Arrow Moving. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to wrap things up right after these important messages, and call me at 719-330-1457. I can help you find the money for your next home improvement, and even more, I can help you find the best contractor. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, think twice, 'cause it's another day for you and me in paradise. Oh, think twice, 'cause it's another day for you, you and me in paradise.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Ramp it up. I take it. Well, no more will I shop around now, baby. I know I got the best thing in town now, baby.
Well, thanks so much for staying tuned into this show for the last segment, the power segment, folks. I am Jay, if you're hearing my voice and you've never heard it before, you can call me at 719-330-1457. First part of the show, I talked about the best home improvements that bring the highest return on investment. That's very important. I'm going to be very straightforward and say, please call me. It's great that KRDO has other consumer advocate shows. I am not a consumer advocate show, but if you are a radio listener, I want to help you because I'm very familiar with tradesmen and contractors. I don't care if it's a welder, a contract, a roof, a siding, a windows, a floor, a bathroom, a basement renovation, shingles, deck, patio, plumbing, electrician, Roto-Rooter, appliance, anything in between, I can help you because I know respectable people. That's the number one thing in doing the home improvements. You're better off staying home and doing nothing sometimes than starting a project where you could stress out and end up with a liability within the walls of your house, especially if it's structural. And I said, you know, the most important thing when thinking about contractors is referral, referral, referral. That's why Angie's is such an effective strategy because they're vetted. Same thing with Dave Ramsey. Anybody, if you hear Dave Ramsey talk about a roofer or like me, a lender, he says, call Jay Garvin's. He knows I have 100% integrity. In fact, we use the mantra in Churchill, it's never the wrong time to do the right thing, regardless of the circumstance. And you want someone that's a good worker for you. And I have the motto, keep chopping wood. Be the hardest worker in the room. Leave every situation better off than you found it. So referrals, referrals, referrals. But you have to know. You still have to interview 2 to 4 people. Every single contractor I deal with now that I've never met before or have a job that I've never done before, like electrician, I still don't have an exclusive electrician. If you are an electrician, I have a couple of you that are radio listeners. You've helped me. I appreciate you, but I don't have anybody that I exclusively refer. I do have a plumber. I exclusively refer Victor at Pipes Peak Plumbing. Contracting, I refer Marty, I refer Dwight, I refer Noah, I've got multiples. Alejo's my concrete guy. Dave, by far, is my windows guy. You know, obviously, Jason Holmes, who's a partner here, is my HVAC guy. Matt and Dave, every time, is my mover. But you have to interview 2 to 4 people. And it's not just contracting, my friends. You should have seen the looks in the doctors' faces when I interviewed 3 separate doctors to help with my daughter's knee surgery. I was looking for a brand new boiler, and I've never, ever had to do that before. And Jason Holmes at Rocky Mountain Climate at this point doesn't do boilers. So I had to go interview 3 individuals, and I paid several hundred dollars to say no to one. He wanted $15,000 instead of $10,000 on the exact same equipment with the exact same warranties. And I asked him what was the difference, and he says those are our fees. So he did some work for me replacing expansion tanks, evaporation tanks, but not the whole unit. But the thing that I do want to share with you is that you can get yourself in real trouble, and I have as well. My biggest problem is I pay my contractors too early. I've got a good buddy of mine who's done some welding for me, and I love him, but I still pay him 100% too early because 3% of the project still is not done. And now it's a year later. He's a nice guy. I would still refer you to him, but I would tell you, if I referred you to Mike, I would say do not pay Mike 100% until 100% of the work is done. If I referred Marty to someone, I would be like, he is going to be very, very good. His bid's going to come in low. So if you use him, I need you to promise me that you're going to give him like a 5% bonus at the end. $5,000 job, you're going to give him an extra $5,500 because it's going to be less than anybody else's. But I'm also going to tell you, do not pay Marty 100% until the work is done, and just expect that it's going to take 20% longer than he says it is because he does work that's that good. But he's off to the next job. If there's 7 light plates that don't have their covers back on, he's going to leave. But if you don't like to put on switch and light plate covers, then have him put them on before you give him 100% of the money. It's simple math. And then there's other things, folks, that are common sense, but not so common. I find them. You got to make sure that they're filing permits for you. I had a guy that put a boiler in my house, and just today, I texted him saying, hey, my friend, it's been 3 weeks since you finished the job. Can you please file the permit on my boiler? And now, if he doesn't file it in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to call Pikes Peak Regional Building, and I'm going to say, hey, I had a really nice guy, professional, bonded plumber that put in a boiler, and he didn't file a permit. I want to file my permit. But I'm not going to do that until I call him and say, hey, champion, if you don't go do this permit, I'm going to call Pikes Peak and tell them the permit needs to be done, and then they're going to be mad at you. And I don't want to do that. I'm not going to stab anybody in their back, but I'm also not going to be ignored. You know what? Thank you, Matt. Nobody puts baby in a corner, right? Not even Patrick Swayze.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I'm telling you, buddy, that's a classic. And I'm not saying that I am a baby, but maybe some of my friends like Dwight would tell you I'm a baby. But anywho, permits are so important. The fact that they're bonded and insured with general liability insurance, that's very important. It really is. And make sure that they're giving you a specific time frame. And I wouldn't let anybody in my house do any work unless I could call 3 of their clients and get references. And if I don't know them at all and I don't feel comfortable, I would ask them to ask someone else. I would ask them to ask their references whether I can come look at their work. So hopefully that's helped you. It's amazing how fast this show went. If you've got any questions about contractors or improvements, give me a call at 719-330-1457. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell somebody close to you that you love them because that's all that matters. Not the work that you do, not your house, not even your mortgage. Maybe just your relationships, especially with Christ. Maybe your stress. Try to keep it eliminated so you're healthy. And call me at 719-330-1457 so I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. Because if you have $20,000 or more credit card debt, you've got to call me. 719-330-1457 before your debt overwhelms you. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Where you can free your mind and have a good time.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
So if you move in time and you're feeling fine, just step